examine that. You know, that was a state law then. You had to take this state test to teach.
And how long did you teach?
6 years.
For goodness sake. Did you teach the elementary grades?
Mm-hmm.
Did you enjoy it?
From the first on, yes.
I made lots of fun. Uh-huh. Yeah. When you were teaching, were the grades separated?
I taught some part, well, most of the time that I taught, they were several grades in one room, don't mm-hmm. you know?
That must have been quite a challenge.
Well, it was, but you know, it wasn't bad back uh-huh. then. Because the younger, the lower grades, if they missed something, they might pick it up from some high as they were recited,
yeah,
you
yeah,
know.
Uh-huh.
And if they had failed in something, were a little weak, some subject, then they could pick it up from the lower grade. It had its good points
yeah.
and its bad
points. You know,
points.
Schools seem to be getting back toward that kind of yeah, thing uh-huh. these days, which I think is very interesting. The pendulum seems mm-hmm. to swing back and forth. Let's see. Have you ever lived outside of this area?
Mm-hmm. Well, I live now. I have my home out in the country about 6 miles, but in this area.
Uh-huh. In Taylor County?
No,
uh-huh.
I never lived
okay.
in.
Are most of your friends people who live in this area?
Well, yes.
Okay.
Of course, you know, you always have some all over the country.
Yeah.
But then most of them are.
Have you done much traveling outside?
No,
outside
not too much. Of course, I've been to Niagara Falls one time.
Have you really?
Yeah, and got hung in the elevator almost. So
what
I have an experience
of
leaving. No. Yes. No, I've never done too much traveling. Just a few nice vacation trips, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, let's see.
The pencil need trimming.
Yeah, it's really terrible, isn't it?
I think I have.
Thank you.
I just trim it right on that.
Okay, wheel. Good. Now, will you tell me where your father was born?
He was born in, possibly, Talbot County, but it's in the section that's Taylor County now.
Oh, okay.
See, Taylor was formed from three different counties.
Uh-huh. I knew there was some
uh-huh,
shifting,
yeah,
but I
uh-huh.
didn't know exactly what was what.
I'm getting all that since I've been working on genealogy.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, now, what about your mother? Was she born in
this county? She born in this county.
Okay.
In Taylor.
And do you know anything about your father's education? How much he had or where he went to school?
Well, no, it was very little, I'm sure, at that time. Nearly 100 years ago.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Well, it was over 100. When he was born.
But he, let's see, he did have some education,
yes,
I suppose,
uh-huh.
didn't he?
Oh, yes, they got more than we do now, in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I know what you mean, mm-hmm. practical.
Yeah.
What was your father's occupation?
Well, he was a farmer and was land surveyor, county surveyor.
Hmm. What kind of farming did he do?
Well, just, general... Well, I mean, I don't know what you'd call it, family farm, like,
uh-huh.
just, I don't know what way you'd...
I was just wondering if he specialized
oh,
in
no,
stock
I,
or...
No, I, no, it was just general farming, I guess you'd call it.
Okay. Can you tell me approximately how large his farm was?
The whole acreage
uh-huh.
is 118, and I still own the acreage.
Do you really?
The acreage, uh-huh.
Isn't that interesting?
And his mother owned it.
So it's been in the family for three generations.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Now, let's see. What about your mother's education? Do you know anything about
well,
that?
She had very little, but she was she had practical education.
Mm-hmm.
Read, write, spell almost better than I could.
And did she ever have any job outside of home?
Well, when she was young, she worked in a cotton mill.
Do you know what kind of work she did there?
She was young and she trimmed the edges of the cloth. They made cloth down here at Taylor Mill, part
mm-hmm.
of them in this county.